Warning. Podpast is a series of sketches based on the news from a specific year, in this case, 1991. While listening, you may experience the urge to wear oversized sweaters or use the word bitchin' unironically. Podpast is not responsible for the legal or social damages this may cause.
1991.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling.
You punks of 90210.
All right, pause. Hit record and...
Radio Juice.
All right, listeners, it's the console wars. We want to know, what are you playing these days? Mario on the new Super Nintendo or that cute new Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega? Give us a call. I know I'm suffering from serious Nintendo thumb over here. How about you, Sammy?
Sorry, can't agree with you there. I've been playing Eye of the Beholder all weekend on my DOS computer. I dig those role-playing games. RPG all the way, baby.
Welcome to the RPG Video Game Helpline. To speak with an RPG Video Game Customer Service representative, please press 1. Welcome, brave traveler, to Customer Service Representative Island. Somewhere on this island lives a customer service representative ready to aid you in your quest for knowledge and or refunds. To head north, press 2. To head west, press 4. You head north. There is a lake. You are attacked by a troll. To use your sword, press 1. You reach for your sword. You do not have a sword. To acquire a sword license, please. You are dead.
Podpass 1991 is brought to you by pagers. They're not just for drug dealers.
Ma, come here. I want to bring you to an amazing place.
Billy, your room is not an amazing place. I told you to clean up in here.
No. Look, on the computer. I'm going to connect to the World Wide Web.
What are we supposed to be seeing?
Takes a minute.
Nothing is happening.
Just wait. You'll see. It's amazing.
Okay, call me when something happens.
No, wait.
I have to feed the cat.
You're going to miss it.
You're listening to MCR, Palatable Elitism.
Bill Cosby has publicly criticized Bart Simpson, accusing him of being a bad role model. In other news, Clarence Thomas has been appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court despite the fact that, at great professional risk, former employee Anita Hill stepped forward to testify in front of a panel of 14 white males of Thomas' sexual harassment. One male expert we spoke to said, "It's the 90s, so luckily workplace sexual harassment is a thing of the past."
Welcome to Employee Orientation for the Office of the Honorable Clarence Thomas. I'm Tom from HR, and this is Marla, Office Assistant. You're going to love working at the Supreme Court.
Please sign these non-disclosure agreements while listening to the rules and regulations of the office.
Oh, that's right. Rules. Let's see. Lisa, please wear professional business attire. The judge prefers a skirt.
But not too short.
Sure, but also not too long. Blouse on top.
But not tight or transparent.
Yeah, but not frumpy, okay? Anyway, that's about it.
May I add a few more?
I guess.
Don't bend over. If you drop your pen, just get a new one from the supply closet. Avoid blinking. He'll think you are flirting, but don't stare. He'll take it as an invitation. Don't come in while sick. He loves a raspy voice. Try not to swallow in front of the judge. It arouses him. Don't wear beige. He'll imagine you naked. Don't discuss your pets. It makes him think of animal sex. And never, ever discuss the weather.
I'm sorry?
If it's sunny, he thinks of hot, sweaty bodies. And if it's rainy, then he thinks of everything getting wet.
Okay, I think that covers it. Oh, and Ben, please wear a tie.
Freeze.
Come on. Oh, it's connected. Hey, Ma, it's connected!
Billy, what's wrong with the telephone? I'm trying to call Aunt Helen.
Ma, no, please! Hang up! It's working!
Come on, then. Show me.
Behold.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Pretty impressive, eh?
No, not that nonsense. Look at Mittens. She's sitting at the table just like a human. Where's the camcorder? We gotta send it to that funny video show. I bet you Spidernet has nothing like this.
It's an educational information superhighway, Ma. It's got nothing to do with cat videos.
And that was Bryan Adams with his hit single, Everything I Do It.
Welcome back to the Tonight Show. I want to welcome out financier and developer Donald Trump. Now, Donald, there's some fuss going on about you lately.
Well, I'm a popular man. What can I say, Johnny? Very popular.
I'm referring to the fact that there was a People magazine interview conducted with your so-called publicist, John Miller, but everyone thinks it was actually you. Let's roll the tape, shall we?
I basically worked for different firms. I worked for a couple of different firms, and I'm somebody that he knows, and I think somebody he trusts and likes. So I'm going to do this a little part-time, and then, yeah, go on with my life, too.
Now, are you telling me that isn't you?
Now, listen, I'm not here to fan the flames on that. John Miller is a stand-up guy, great guy. He would be here tonight, but he's in Kentucky. Great state, Kentucky, one of my favorite states. Kentucky Derby, bluegrass music, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I think they just changed the name, actually. It's just called KFC now.
I read that story in the New York Times. Great newspaper, by the way. Some people think it's not actually chicken they're serving anymore.
Yes. The newest rumor is they are serving fried lab meat.
Well, I ate a bucket of it last night. A really big bucket. It was huge. In bed. It was beautiful, Johnny. And believe me, that's fried chicken. But I don't think that it's Kentucky fried chicken.
So you're saying it's called KFC now because it's not from Kentucky?
Could be, Johnny. People are saying these chickens could be from Kenya or another shithole state like Carolina.
What people?
Somebody said it on Johnny Carson.
That was you, Donald, just now.
It was me? Great businessman. Honest, too. Very honest. There may be some truth to it then.
Podcast 1991 is brought to you by Plaid, everyone's favorite color.
You consider
Radio Juice.
Hey, just got a phone call from Josh who said this storm has ruined Halloween. You try TPing a house in 80-mile-per-hour winds. I admire your dedication, Josh. And surprise, surprise, he also requested Brian Adams. Everything I do it for you. We'll get that up for you in a bit. But first, it's 8:15 a.m. and it's time for Pop Therapy, where up-and-coming pop star wannabes sit with our very own psychologist to the rich and famous. This week on the couch, it's the British band Right Said Fred.
Listen, Doc, I don't know if this songwriting therapy's working.
Fred, remember, breakthroughs don't happen overnight. It took Bette 7 sessions before she found the wind beneath her wings. A good song will come to you.
We're Right Said Fred. We already have some good songs.
That's great, but today we want to focus on your assets.
Oh, I work out. I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Why do you shake your little tush on the catwalk?
Well, because I have a great body.
Because you're a model. Because you're sexy.
Well, I am sexy. I'm almost too sexy.
You don't wear a shirt on stage. Why?
Well, because it's hot. No, wait. Because I'm too sexy for my shirt?
Yes. How sexy?
So sexy it hurts.
Say it like you mean it.
So sexy it hurts.
Fantastic. You got the point right away.
I'm too sexy for this pencil, too sexy for this chair, too sexy for this plant.
Oh boy, look at the time. You should really go write that song.
I'm too sexy for this door, too sexy for this floor, too sexy for your therapy. Nah, that doesn't work, doesn't rhyme.
You're listening to Classical FM, back with me, enjoying Christmas afternoon with a nice cup of hot tea. And now, live from St. Petersburg, in recognition of Mikhail Gorbachev's resignation, the People's Choir of the Eternal Soviet Union present The End of the Soviet Union.
This is the end of the USSR, time to dissolve the Soviet Union. It's been fun for these 70 years, but we can't find another solution. We're stepping back from the world center stage. It is time for our Iron Curtain call. Though I don't think there'll be much surprise, as the writing was on the Berlin Wall. The Cold War made sense before. Missile bases, spacey races, game boycotts and more. Now all our people watch US films where the villains always have Russian names. Even our folk songs have been abused to make soundtracks for pointless video games. Yes, it's the end of the USSR.
USSR, time to dissolve the Soviet Union. It's been fun for these 70 years, but we can't find another solution.
Radio Juice.
Oh, and have you heard this? I think we have a contender for our Dunce of the Month.
Dunce of the Month!
Oh, I read this. The Van Gogh thieves?
Right. If you didn't see the story, these guys stole a bunch of paintings from the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, valued at over $500 million. Their van was found abandoned at the local train station within the hour with all the paintings in the back.
Okay, that's the last of the paintings. Time for these Van Goghs to go to a new home.
Yeah, it's not actually pronounced Van Gogh.
What?
It's Van Gogh, like cough.
Whatever, let's go. Go, go, go!
Gough, 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 gough.
Actually, it's pronounced Van Gogh.
What?
Yeah.
How would you know?
I am Dutch.
Oh, that's a Dutch accent.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's pronounced Van Gogh. Vincent von Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh.
Sounds like you need to cough. Or should I say gough?
No. It's von Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh?
Von Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Von Gogh.
Von Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. No wonder he cut his ear off. No one could pronounce his name.
Guys, we have a flat.
Flat?
He means apartment.
Podpass 1991 is brought to you by Hypercolor Crotch. Our heat-activated technology lets everyone know just where you sweat.
You're listening to MCR, Palatable Elitism.
As U.S. and allied troops overcome Iraqi resistance on their route to Kuwait City, a battle for TV ratings continues to be waged by the major news networks. Live coverage of the Gulf War has brought public closer to the action than ever before, and CNN, the 24-hour cable news network, is currently leading the charge with...
Firstly, I just want to say I am a huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
The Gulf War was the hottest fall show of 1990, and that's coming from a guy who worked on Beverly Hills 90210. Now, I'm not here to change what you're doing right now. Lord knows you're pulling in the ratings. I'm here to help you think next steps.
Next steps?
Right. So first off, what's your plan for the season finale?
We're in the middle of Operation Desert Storm.
And how's that going to pan out?
Well, we don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Well, it's a good thing I'm here. Okay, season finales, you need a big event, so typically you're talking death, marriages, or baby, or if you're Dallas, then all three, am I right? Now, I'm thinking at this point, death wouldn't be much of a surprise, so who could get married? What about this main character of yours, Storm and Norman?
General Schwarzkopf?
Right. Great character, by the way. I smell a spinoff. Okay, so this general, who could he marry?
I think he's already married.
Oh, that's a shame. I was thinking you could bring back that British chick from a few months back.
Margaret Thatcher?
I'm just spitballing here. What I really want to talk to you about is season two.
Season two?
Never too early to start planning. So, next season, just an idea, hear me out, you play the long game. Wrap up season one without killing off too many of your main characters. Give it at least a decade before the next season airs. I guarantee audiences will be gagging for it.
A second Gulf War?
Exactly. Same villain, same president. Wait, that might not work. But hey, you can even use the same sets. I'm just saying a long break worked for the World Wars. And let's be honest, season one wasn't that great. Truth is, give it a decade or two and people only remember the good stuff however shit a show gets. I said the same thing to Twin Peaks just last week.
But you do realize this is war.
War, comedy, drama, TV is TV, and ratings are ratings.
Radio Juice.
What an incredible year it's been. We've got a special treat for you this New Year's Eve. One of the year's hottest stars, Bryan Adams, is in the studio singing...
I don't think I can hear this song again. I really don't.
A brand new song dedicated to this incredible year, 1991. Happy New Year, everyone.
Change.
America and the USSR, they're gonna rearrange. We have a telescope in space, mapping out distant galaxies and breaking ground with discoveries. We're connecting the human race
PodPass 1991 was created by artists all over the world at hitrecord.org, an online collaborative production company. Join in the fun and help us make future episodes and more at hitrecord.org. A special thank you to all of the artists that helped make this episode a reality. The PodPass project team is Amalia Stevenson, Jen Sakar, Nodding Idiot, Quite Convincing, Rhett Gator, Sarah Bellaby, and T.S. Lovings. Advised by HitRecord staff, Edward IX, Laura Von Schlegg, Laura Beth Martin, Luke Strickler, and Magic. And a special thank you to all the artists that helped make this episode a reality. 6079 Smith W., Alex Gamond, A.S. Sarkowski, Brian Steckler, Callie Stagus, Dave C. Film Geek, D.D. Hughes, Doc Shiv, Ed Placencia, E. Luke Cannon, E.W. Hyde Bretter, Verdonkers, Fox and Mew, Gene Rasp, Hector Chavez V.O., Palubi, Isabel's Voice, Genie G., Jim Ferronda, JMP76, John Doodles, Kate Skate, Kubi, Latte Sunday, Louis032, Lexi Scherer, Leanne Min, Mangulica, Man of Many Voices, Martin Taylor, Matt Conley, Melanoso, Metal Poom, M. Monroe 1, Nina B18, Pamela 123, Patasha, Paul Cluel, Piano Nanny, Pleasant Sword of Melancholy, Ponytails and Capris, Romanipool, Raphael H., Ravier 13, Redirtuo, R.L. Sherma, Rosella Wiegand, Samuel Stokes, Sarah E., Sassafras 1988, Shizanoid 444, Sidra Vital, Sir Andrew Theo, So Very Vibrant, Starway Records, Still Counting, Text Kit, The Rising Seven, The Last Domino, The Uncertain Man, Tiff Actually, Tinderlock, 20 Cent Vision, and Wonder Boy.
Hey, Mods, connected!